بسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسوله ونبيه. اللهم بك أصبحنا وبك مشينا وبك نحيا وبك نموت، فلك الحمد ولك الشكر وإليك النشور. أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين لا شريك لك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع شقتك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Hadith we did yesterday under the chapter of hope, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبي فإذا امرأة من السبي تسعى إذ وجدت صبيا في السبي أخذته فألزقته ببطنها فأرضعته. عمر رضي الله عنه says that a group of prisoners were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and amongst them was a woman that was frantically looking for her child. She couldn't find her child, so naturally she was frantically looking for her child. When suddenly she found her child from amongst the prisoners, she took the child, she put the child against her chest out of love for the child, and immediately she started feeding, breastfeeding the child. This is natural instinct of the mother. The moment she finds the child, she's worried that the child must be hungry, and out of love for the child, she puts the child close to her. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فقال Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أترون هذه المرأة طارحة ولدها في النار. This whole scene was in front, and Sahaba were there. So he told Sahaba, do you ever think that mother will take a child and throw her child in the fire? قلنا لا والله. So Sahaba said, والله never. No, she'll never ever do that. Which mother will take her baby and throw her baby in a fire? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فقال الله أرحم بعباده من هذه بولدها. متفق عليه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah is more merciful with his servants than this mother is with her child. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't unnecessarily, unjustly take his servants and throw them in the fire of Jahannam. Allah Pak has much, much more love to create hope in us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us so much. Ulama explained from this, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing so much of rahmat and so much of mercy to us, shouldn't we be showing that level of ita'at to him, that level of loyalty to him? The fact that he is willing to show so much of mercy to us, obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. In other words, in whichever situation he is, he asks himself, whether he's in an aeroplane, he asks himself, what should I be doing in this situation that will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I'm at the airport, what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this moment? I'm at my workplace with my staff, what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this situation? I'm owing somebody money, what will make Allah Pak happy in this situation, when I pay my creditors, or whether I go for a holiday? Person thinks to himself, and then he realizes that paying his creditors will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much more happy than a person going for a holiday. So like that, in every situation, a person is about to park his car but he wants to block somebody's driveway, and he thinks to himself, what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more happier? So every situation a person is questioning and telling himself, asking himself, what will I do at this moment that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? And that's what the person pursues. This is what is ita'at. A person is constantly conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith also to show the extent of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anhu qal, سَمِعَتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الرَّحْمَةَ مِئَةَ جُزْءٍ. The Sahabi mentioned that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made rahmat, mercy. Allah has made mercy into 100 parts. فَأَمْسَكَ عِنْدَهُ تِسْعَةَ وَتِسْعِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept 99 parts with him. وَأَنْزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ جُزْءًا وَاحِدًا. And Allah Pak has sent down into this earth one part. In other words, 1%. One part of 100 is 1%. فَمِنْ ذَلِكَ الْجُزْءِ يَتَرَاحَمُ الْخَلَائِقِ. From that 1% that we are seeing is the rahmat that all the creation show to each other. حَتَّى تَرْفَعُ الدَّابَّ حَافِرَهَا عَنْ وَلَدِهَا خَشْيَةَ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُ. To such an extent that an animal also is careful where it puts his hoof down so that it does not hurt another animal. In other words, sometimes the baby is there, sometimes the newly born is there, that is near the mother. The mother is careful, it doesn't just stamp down onto the ground. Perhaps it can stamp on the child. Even that level of mercy is only from that 1% that Allah Pak has sent down. So all the mercy that a mother shows a child, animals show the young, this is only from 1%. And that 99%, as we'll do in the other hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept by him for a specific reason. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ أَنْزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created 100 mercies. Allah Pak has sent down one mercy, that it is between the jinn and the ins. In other words, between jinnat, they also show mercy. Jinnat also, the good jinnat, etc., they also show mercy. So that mercy that they show is also from this 1%, and the mercy that insan also shows is from 1%. وَالْبَهَائِمْ وَالْهَوَامْ فِيهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ. And the animals also, and the insects that show mercy. Sometimes we don't understand. Insects also show mercy amongst each other, birds, creation, animals. Every one of them, they show some type of mercy to each other. وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ. And from this mercy, they also have compassion on each other. يَتَعَاطَفُونَ, they have compassion. يَتَرَاحَمُونَ, they show mercy on each other. وَبِهَا تَعَاطِفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا. And with this, the animals show upon the young. وَأَخَّرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى 99 رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That 99 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for the day of Qiyamah. On that day, 99 portions of mercy will come into Josh. Can you imagine that chick, or that rooster, or that hen that looks after its young chick, newly born, how it takes care of it? If anybody comes near, it wants to peck it. And those animals that look after, and those parents that look after the children, they're so careful, they're prepared to pay thousands and hundreds and thousands for medical treatment if the child has got a problem. They travel the world to get their child treated, because that is their child. So all the mercies add up. Sometimes a person goes to the park, a person, for example, goes to Kruger Park, and now he's seeing how that animal is so careful, it is taking care of it, it is young. All this is only from that 1% that Allah Pak has sent down. So can you imagine 99% coming in Josh on the day of Qiyamah to show the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person will go out of his way, a mother will go out of the way, the child will disobey the mother, go against the mother, will harm the mother for so long. But one time the child will come and ask for maaf, everything is forgotten. This is only from that 1%. So here Allah Pak is showing us that 1%, not only today, that 1% from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right up to Qiyamah, that is only 1% that is split amongst every creation. Can you imagine 99 full on the day of Qiyamah? What Josh will come, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will exercise His mercy on that day. So this is what He's showing us on Raja, hope on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's two more parts of two narrations with slightly different wording. وَرَوَاهُ الْمُسْلِمُ أَيْضًا مِنْ رِوَايَةِ سَلْمَانَ الْفَارِسِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى 100 رَحْمَةٍ فَمِنْهَا رَحْمَةٌ يَتَرَاحَمُ بِهَا الْخَلْقُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 mercies, and from one of them is that mercy, يَتَرَاحَمُ بِهَا الْخَلْقُ بَيْنَهُمْ, all the creation show mercy amongst each other, is from one. وَتِسْعُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And 99 is reserved for the day of Qiyamah. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, in another riwayat, the words slightly different. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى خَلَقَ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ 100 رَحْمَةٍ. On the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created 100 mercies. كُلُّ رَحْمَةٍ طِبَاقُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Every mercy is so extensive that it fills up between the heavens and the earth. In other words, Allah Pak had created 100 mercies, and each mercy, the extent of each mercy, can fill up the heaven, between the heaven and earth. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا فِي الْأَرْضِ رَحْمَةً فَبِهَا تَعْطِفُ الْوَالِدَ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made one mercy, or sent one mercy to the earth, and would it, the mother or the parents show mercy to the child? وَالْوَحْشُ وَالطَّيْرُ بَعْضُهَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ. The animals, the birds, all show mercy from this 1%. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْمَلَهَا بِهَذِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. And when the day of Qiyamah comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will complete the other percentage. In other words, the other 99% will come for the day of Qiyamah. So this hadith from this gives a person hope that you look at even non-Muslims. Even non-Muslims have love for their children. Even non-Muslims, and even those animals that we regard as generally wild. Wild animals, in other words, the animals of prey, etc. We'll find that these animals also, when it comes to the young, when it comes to amongst their own circle, etc., they also have got rahmat. Despite them being so wild, so dangerous, Despite that danger also, they've also got that level of rahmat. So can we imagine how far and vast the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? And then the full rahmat will come on the day of Qiyamah. So why should a person ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of continuously helping, or continuously having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and focusing our attention to this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that it encourages us. Especially in this time and age, people are seeing what's happening around the world. People are looking and they're all getting depressed. But instead of looking at the depression and looking at all these things that will make us sad, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give and what Allah has got in store as far as His mercies are concerned. Our mind can't comprehend it. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it and brings it on that day, then we'll realize that all these things that made us sad should never have made us sad, because what Allah Pak has got in store in reward as compensation for all the difficulties and harms a person experiences in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.